Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I mean, I have so many ideas.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Some are simple, like take down traffic lights and eliminate the post office.
With AJ McCord.
I think this is going to be a really good bonding session. Guys love it when you can show them you're better than they are at something they love.
And Dusty Hera.
I've never taken the high road, but I tell other people to, because then there's more room for me on the low road.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
Don't be all like, I am a guy and I like fire.
The Fan.
Hour number three, AJ and Dusty with you. Ooh, we got a lot of really good texts coming in on the fan text line, 503-250-1080. I think that one thing that we know is that you and a gaggle of rule followers want to go and find Cody Pickett and like poke him with a stick or
no,
something.
It's the
Kenny
officials.
Pickett. Cody Pickett? Cody Pickett was the quarterback at Washington?
I knew what you meant.
Washington?
I knew what you meant. No, it's the officials. I have an issue with the officials.
Yeah,
and
let's
I also,
beat those guys up.
I also think that it's just, I just think that at some point you have to look at the position that you're playing and say, wow, this game is completely geared towards protecting me and letting me do my job.
Mm.
And then you take advantage of the rules again.
Hear, hear.
If I'm a defender, and granted, okay, I'm a super competitive person.
Yeah.
I'm very competitive.
Yeah.
So if this happened, if I was a defender in that game and that happened, the next play, I would have extra juice.
Off with his head.
No, I'm not saying off with his head, but I'm saying it would irritate the heck out of me and it would come out in the next play.
Yeah. What are you going to do? These texts are, we got some pretty funny ones though. What's happening in football is, like this text says, I've played ice hockey and football, both collision sports. If this doesn't get corrected, coaches will tell their players to send a message. I've been one of them. Like, absolutely, that is going to happen. And then there's things like, this actually makes sense. Faking a slide has to be a penalty, like faking a fair catch. It's designed to protect players. It cannot be abused. I would be all for that if that rule change was made. But what we have is they just blew it. They blew it.
Yeah.
Like the officials blew it.
I know. And I guess the irritation that I have with officiating, I mean, it's a laundry list, but one of them is that we roll our eyes every September because the NFL or college football, whoever it is, comes out with these points of emphasis that are just designed to take the fun out of football instead of making a point of emphasis, like just get it right.
What if he wasn't
just get it right?
What if he wasn't faking a slide? What if he was just doing a Euro step?
He's in the wrong sport. That's what I had to say about that.
But that is also one of those manipulation of the rules that makes everybody upset.
Well,
you know,
wrong sport.
Stupid Euro step. AJ's right. The targeting is bad enough in bang bang plays with fake slides. The D is totally hamstrung by the rules. Yeah, they are. They totally are.
Yeah.
I'm with it. You just need to enforce it. I don't understand how they missed it.
I don't either.
Like, what are the officials watching?
I don't
know.
Where
they missed it? Because it was pretty clear to everybody.
And they replayed it how many times in the Jumbotron, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And like New York's not, that's what I'm saying, is like there has to be a focus on the rules that actually matter, that impact a game. if you care about Jayden DeLora doing his little twirl and pose on the ground more than you care about Kenny Pickett getting away with a fake slide, I disagree with you vehemently.
Well, I mean, it's actually pretty interesting because it's just like what you're saying is the focus is in the wrong spot,
yes.
Right? I mean, that's 100%. Like, but that is largely all sports. We have the same thing going taunting in the yep. NFL.
Drives and then crazy.
Like for the longest time, like name, image, and likeness in college sports, right? Oh, it's going to ruin the game. It's going to be totally horrible for the game.
Yep.
I don't think it's any worse. In fact, like Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
Mm.
Today, he announced his donations that he's making because at the very beginning of the season, he said, I'm going to give a portion of all my NIL deals to charity, right?
Okay.
He came out with it today and he gave $500 to the Hurley Children's Hospital and Pediatric Health at Michigan State. By the way, this is the University of Michigan quarterback.
Okay.
$500 to Michigan State's Children's Hospital. $500 to Penn State's Children's Hospital. $500 to Maryland's Children's Hospital. $1,000 to Nebraska Children's Hospital. $1,000 to the Little Heroes League. What a cool name. Little Heroes League benefiting multiple children's hospitals. $2,000 to the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. $2,000 to the Lurie's Children's Hospital in Chicago. And that totals, what, $7,500.
Wow.
He also said, and $3,000 to the families of Oxford High School in the Oxford School Fund for those who have been affected by the tragedy. So that puts him up to $10,500 from his name, image, and likeness. It has ruined college football. What are these entitled athletes?
Ugh.
Just ruining the sport.
The kids are going to save us.
But that's where it's just like there's so many rules that are made in sports and on and off the field are just so misguided and misplaced, right?
Yeah, I would agree.
Like there's so many rules against the players in college football. But we don't have these rules, like any sort of oversight in, I don't want to call it like a cordialness between institutions, but you don't even have like the decency for Miami, for instance, to contact Oregon and say, hey, we want to interview Mario Cristobal, right?
Right.
Which is kind of an unspoken word. Like the NCAA has no written rules on when you can go and poach a coach from another university, which if we're talking about like you have an early signing day and you will tell kids exactly when they can sign, when they can transfer, when they can play, when they can't play, how many courses they have to take, but there's zero oversight over how the universities handle business in going and getting coaches. It's not to say like it should be, you know, hey, coaches go do your thing, but the NFL does it.
Yep.
They let you know when you can go and hire and fire a coach.
Wait, the NCAA is doing something wrong? The NCAA is missing a critical part of their job.
Yeah.
I'm stunned.
We just, the target is always like in the, just a little bit off in all the sports.
Or a lot of bit off.
Yeah. And in the Kenny Pickett slide thing, it's like you have all of the tools at your disposal to figure it out and get it right. And they just didn't do it still.
Yeah, didn't do it.
Interesting.
Bothered me. And it is a both and situation. Officials, you should have caught it. Kenny Pickett, I don't love that you took advantage of the rule that was put into place to protect you.
I, for one,
feels lame.
Am pro AJ getting upset.
It's a very random thing to set me off, but it really bothered me.
It did.
That and the Josh Allen thing yesterday. It was just like, two plays. What is the defender supposed to do?
Yeah. And it's that big conundrum that you always hear about with athletic quarterbacks, too. I mean, with guys that can run, it is, well, can we hit them?
Right.
And then you see officials treat, you know, certain quarterbacks differently than, you know, a statue in the pocket. Like, whether it's Kenny Pickett or Josh Allen. Josh Allen and Tom Brady are going to be officiated completely differently, right? At different times because one is athletic, one is a statue.
Yep.
But last night, it was the overreaction for Josh Allen, who we're going to protect him at all costs, and he's barely going to get touched and fly out of bounds. Yeah. All right, now we get to the Indiana Pacers. What it means, the Shams Charania report in relation to the Portland Trailblazers. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it.
Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Shams Charania at The Athletic today is reporting that the Indiana Pacers are moving towards a rebuild and are receptive to trade talks centered on Caris LeVert, Domantas Sabonis, or Miles Turner.
Interesting.
Yeah, a joint piece with, was it Bob Kravitz of The Athletic there in Indianapolis. Shams is always like got the joint, like when the Olshay one came down, it was a joint with Jason Quick. Is it just like everything has to be a joint with
I don't work Shams? For The Athletic. I don't know. Not one of just, my several jobs.
But this is big because not one of your several jobs.
No.
This is an interesting one because of the fact that it is the first domino to fall around the NBA of, hey,
yep,
we know it's right around the corner. December 15th is when, you know, guys that you acquired this offseason, you can start moving some of those guys, a la for the Blazers, a guy like Cody Zeller. Mm-hmm. You can start moving those guys, right? I think Tony Snell's one of those guys as well, where on December 15th, everybody can be moved across the NBA. And then the trade deadline, obviously,
right,
months away. But you have the ability now to shake up the roster in a big way, and teams are always going to be selling at the deadline, and we finally have one.
And I think that's something which, I mean, this is something that I remember Neil saying year in and year out, is that in the summer, everybody thinks that they can be competitive. And by the time you hit December, January, February for 10-ish, 15-ish teams around the league, the reality is you're not, right? And so there starts to be more willingness to come to the table in these mid-season trades and moves and things like that. So the Indiana Pacers are one of those teams that if you came to them in the summer, I don't know how receptive they would have been to moving to moving Turner or Caris LeVert or Sabonis. But now here we are, and I don't even know what their record is right now. But
10-16.
10-16. And they clearly feel like this is not the year. This is not the group. Let's see what we can get for it.
It's not the way that they want to go. And that is going to be interesting, as you know, we talked about this earlier in the show. If you missed it, Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com. You have separate reports, one from Woj at ESPN about the GM search and Dame wanting his 2-year, $107 million extension. Another one from Jason Quick of The Athletic, where, you know, his gamer from last night was about CJ McCollum and kind of his role and where he's at with the organization with, you know, a new GM coming in and the rumblings and the rumors that, hey, a big shakeup is going to be on the horizon with Portland. And is this goodbye for CJ McCollum?
Yeah.
You have those two separate reports, but you connect the dots and you bring them together and you say teams are going to start selling across the NBA. And if the Blazers want to be active and they want to make a move and they want to rebuild around Damian Lillard, now's going to be the time that they can do that and start moving forward with it.
And that's why yesterday was the first game that I was able to go to since Neil Wilshere got fired on Friday. And I wanted to ask Chauncey sort of where that was, because Joe Cronin has not been made available. We'll see if that happens in the coming days. But I wanted to ask him, hey, how much have you communicated with him? And then Sean Hyken followed up with, how receptive do you think he is to doing what you want to do and where you think the team is going to go? And the answer to both those questions, Chauncey said, I've talked with him a lot. I've talked with him about, you know, the nature of our team and where we go from here and how we're built and what I think we need and all that jazz. And then to Sean's question, he said, you know, I hope I have a lot of input. I'm hopeful that I'm going to have a lot of input, and I'm hopeful that we'll be aligned on what we envision for this team moving forward. And so that obviously, with the timing of those comments and the deadlines that are coming up and the freedom that teams are going to have soon to go to the table, there's an element of feeling like, yeah, the Blazers are going to at least kick the tires on some people and figure out if this is this is the time to make moves.
And that is the interesting part about the response that Chauncey gave you and Sean, is that when you look at it in the grand scheme, that's great if he and Joe Cronin have that, are on the same page and they're like-mindedness. Because I think Chauncey Billups got in there and looked at his roster and said, this isn't what you want to do and you want me to do and you hired me to do.
Right.
I can't do it with this roster. Right. There, I think it has that feeling that there's that element of it where he's just kind of looking around with that response that he gave you. But there's also the Joe Cronin being part of this and going, how much leeway is Jody Allen and Burt Cold going to give him to make those things happen? And those are the big unknowns that we just, it would just be so nice to have an ownership that is, that will just, it doesn't even have to be like answering questions of the media, just releasing a statement with letting the fan base and letting people know where the team stands on those things. Like, does he have the autonomy to go out and make deals and make moves, or is he just a placeholder until the new GM gets in and, you know, he won't be making any of the moves? Because a lot of the moves that could be made are to shed salary and to save the team money.
And I think, so Joe Freeman posted when Joe Cronin got named the interim, Joe Freeman posted an article that he'd written a few years ago on Joe Cronin, and I read through it, and it gave you quite an insight, because Joe's been with the team, I think, since 2014, and he's kind of known as like a cap guru. He's known as somebody who literally can tell you anybody around the league's salary at any given, like at the drop of the hat. You could name anybody on any team, and he's like, yeah, I got it. And so if you're Jody Allen and Burt Cold, who obviously are coming at this, well, Burt Cold's been involved in GM searches before, but Jody Allen perspective, if you're coming at it from their perspective, Joe Cronin is a guy that you should feel some confidence based on A, how long he's been with the franchise, and B, his knowledge of the league and the movements and what's possible and what'll get you under the cap and what's possible within the, you know, all of those things. And so I think from what I'm putting together between Chauncey's response and Joe's knowledge, and also truthfully the hands-off approach that Jody and Burt have had throughout the summer from all reports, there's an element of believing that if Joe and Chauncey have decided they want to do something and go to the table with a team, they're probably going to be able to do that
and say this is in the best interest long term.
That I could see that happening, and that's not from any like conversations with anybody. That's just putting together all the pieces from everything that's happened over the last 6 months.
And that would be in the best interest of the organization because of the fact that something needs to happen.
Yeah.
Like, because you were there last night. We've seen the home crowds over the last handful of games.
Yep.
They've been sparse.
Very sparse.
And that is an issue. If you are management in the Blazers, you've got to do whatever it takes to get a spark back with this roster and get a spark back with this team because, man, it's been a really long time since Portland has felt this way about the Blazers. Like a very long time. And that's the big concern is that it's like just this apathy is set in. It's like, oh, here we go again. Like, because everybody saw that. I mean, we talked about this when Chauncey Billups was hired, which was, this is all great, but you can tell us till you're blue in the face that the roster isn't the issue. The roster's the issue.
Right.
And that's not to say that it's not a talented roster that you can go and get assets, just like what Indiana's going through right now. Mm-hmm. They're saying, like, we're 10 and 16. We got three really good players, but together they're not working, so we're going to break them up.
Right.
Now they're saying Caris LeVert, Domantas Sabonis, and Miles Turner, it's open. You come and get them if you want them. And by the way, the Blazers should be knocking on that door because Miles Turner would be awesome here in Portland. I know that a lot of people want Baby Sabas just because, you know, his dad was here and he was born here and he's a Gonzaga kid, right? But like Miles Turner is the defensive centerpiece that you want and can do it on both ends of the floor. I'd love to see him here.
Yeah, that would be a good fit. And I think if you're a Blazers fan, I mean, it was empty last night. There was not a lot of people there. There were even fewer people there last week when I was there for the Detroit game, which probably doesn't shock anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if people are going for that one regardless. Right.
But, it's a situation where something needs to be done because you're not only hearing the frustration, you're feeling the apathy in ticket sales, in home court advantage, or lack thereof.
Mm. Brutal. And it is historically one of the best home court advantages in all the NBA.
Yep.
All right. 503-250-1080. A local guy makes national headlines after Monday Night Football. Here's Will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is about that time. We've got to hear from local football player in the National Football League, Jordan Poyer. He and Micah Hyde took the podium last night after the Buffalo Bills 14-10 loss at the hands of the New England Patriots, where New England ran the ball 46 times for 222 yards, which also, by the way, that yardage in those attempts include the kneel downs from Mac Jones at the end of the game. So the negative 3 yards rushing that Mac Jones has due to the kneel downs on his 5 rushing attempts, those actually account for the rushing yards for the New England Patriots. So it was actually worse than what people think, as 4.8 yards per carry would lead you to.
That's funny.
Mac Jones threw the ball 3 times.
Yes, he did. Completed 2 of those.
That's right. It's really high completion percentage.
19 yards total.
After the game, though, and actually during the game on social media, this is where this question was manifest from, because a lot of Bills fans were saying, this is embarrassing. You know they're going to run the ball. Stop them. Here's Micah Hyde and the pride of Astoria, Kawapa League Player of the Year, consensus All-American with Oregon State, Jordan Poyer, after the game.
40 years since the team has won a game running that few times in a game. I mean, passing that few times. Is that embarrassing?
I mean, what kind of question?
Boy, what are we doing, bro?
What kind of question is that? All right. I think we keep 7 points.
Yeah,
14 to 10.
Is that the final score?
We made stops when we had to. They had one big run. I mean, they got good backs. They kept coming back to a couple runs. I mean, I don't know how you want us to answer that question.
That's funny. Well, we'll remember that. I'll remember that.
Oh, man.
Yikes. I mean, asking a professional athlete, is it embarrassing after you go out there and you play for 60 minutes and your defense loses 14 to 10?
Right. It's not like they gave up 37 or something.
No.
They gave up 14.
And they got manhandled, but it's not like they were just getting absolutely shredded on the ground. And we forget that one of the touchdowns was set up by a fumble. Like, the offense for Buffalo fumbled the ball and gave New England, and albeit it wasn't a short yard by any stretch of the imagination, but gave them the ball right back, and boom, defense was on the field after a sudden change. It wasn't a blowout.
No.
It wasn't a blowout, but it was like a demoralizing effort.
Well, because it was just so methodical in its breakdown. They just kept coming at you in the exact same way, and you remained incapable of stopping it.
Well, I don't know the last time that I have seen something like that. Definitely not in the NFL, but even like at the high college level where, I mean, it was like watching Georgia Tech or Army or Navy when they're playing somebody and you're like, oh my God, they got 10 guys in the box and they cannot stop it. And you just go, like, you cringe and you go, I can't believe this is happening.
Yep.
But in those games, like Army and Navy in you know, Georgia Tech at the time, they would at least put up, like you said, like 37 points. Mm. This was a 14-10 game, and Buffalo did come up with stops. Just the weather was not cooperating, but no. I don't think I've seen an NFL team try to stop something so badly and just unable to do it as what we saw with Buffalo last night.
Yeah. I mean, it was the exact same play over and over again. But at the same time, I think there also has to be, which I thought I saw on social media, that maybe that reporter sort of had like a shtick. Like that was sort of his thing. But I don't remember. I didn't save it. So now, of course, it's lost in the abyss. So I could be wrong on that. But either, if it's not a shtick, then there always has to be a little bit of humility in your questions, that you are asking questions of somebody who's doing something that you could never do. So in your question, I always see, like, there's never any judgment. I seek to never have any judgment in my questions. I seek to genuinely get an answer.
Yeah.
And that was a question full of judgment to elicit a response.
Yes.
Not to get an answer.
The question was, no team has won with 3 or fewer passes in, 60 years. Right. Is that embarrassing?
Right.
It's like, Dude, come on.
Phrasing matters.
Yeah.
Words matter.
And I thought Micah Hyde, when he was leaving that press conference, he said, guys, I come in here to help you do your jobs. Like, I, you know, and I think that that is fair, but like, it's also part of your job is to do it because the coverage of the league helps the popularity and helps the pay.
But nobody wants a Russell Westbrook or a Marshawn Lynch next question. I'm only here so I don't get fined.
No.
And at the end of the day, again, you are talking to another human being who happens to have an incredible athletic ability.
I just don't understand why you would ask that question.
I don't
either. That's not a hard-hitting question. That is a that's an idiot question. That's a clown question, bro. Bryce Harper.
There you go. Exactly. But if you like, if the intent of your question is to be like, hey, literally all they did was run the ball, why was it so challenging to stop?
Yep.
There's a way to phrase that that isn't, is it embarrassing? Of course it's like, my gosh, nobody wants to go out there on Monday Night Football and have the exact same play get run down their throat over and over and over. Like, of course, you know the answer to that question. Like, you do.
At what point did you guys realize when the guard was pulling, they were actually running to that side?
Or just the, hey, they ran this one play with a lot of success tonight. What was it about it that made it so hard to stop? That is going to get you. They don't need to know.
No.
Like, they don't need, you don't have to bring up 60 years, three passes. Like, come on. Come on. You know what you're doing.
Like, that felt like it sucked for them for 60 minutes straight.
Yeah. Well, and also it was absolutely freezing. And every time someone's like, oh, this is football weather, it's like, you've never stood out in it for 4 hours. And I can tell you, I've never had to play football in that weather before. But my gosh, when I kept hearing the 6A state title game, oh, this is great football weather, because it was all rainy and freezing. And I'm standing out there for 3 hours. I was like, well,
that's not great football.
It's not great football weather, actually. It's pretty freaking miserable out here.
No, that was actually pretty terrible when you were in Saturday.
Yes.
Because it was like, it's one of my least favorite types of rain.
Ugh.
Because I'm an Oregonian. Relentless. I have favorite types of rain. It was the, like, the small little, almost like sheets of rain coming down.
Relentless. 3 hours.
Hey, you did a hell of a job, though.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate you.
And, you know, that game was not as close as 14-10 with your team having a shot at the end, which is that's what Buffalo, like, the Bills had a shot at the end to win that football game. And I am still, we talked about this earlier, but I'm still impressed. Josh Allen, his ability to just rocket launch the ball through the wind was insane.
Mm.
Because TV cameras are so good now, we don't get a sense of how windy it was.
Yes.
But you saw, like, anytime there was a touch pass, the ball would just take off and just be gone.
Yep.
Everything had to just be a laser beam. And I can't believe he completed the passes that he did.
I can't either. That weather was gnarly.
Well, I hope. I would really like to see the credentials of the person who asked the question. Hey, is that embarrassing to you? Because he can come out and we can have Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. They can go run the same play, there, and that guy can come downhill and fill.
See, and that's...
maybe we should do it.
See, this is the dangerous game you play. I never want to be challenged. Guarantee it.
All right. All Pac-12 has come out.
Ooh.
We've been hearing them in Will Darkin's SportsCenter updates. The Ducks and the Beavs, well represented on it.
Nice.
Agent Dusty on the Fan.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, well, things have taken a twist here. There's a lot going on in Rip City right now, and the letter O is not happy about it one bit.
Okay, so
AJ McCord, fill us in on the drama. Like, this is actually legitimate, and this could develop into a very large story.
Yes. So obviously we talked about Woj's story this morning about GM candidates and that coming out. So a Twitter user posted a picture of former President Donald Trump and former Vice President Mike Pence shaking hands. And the caption read, Woj and Olshay after writing that article slandering Dame. To which Dame quote tweeted and said, can't say I'm surprised.
Seems oddly personal. So... and something that Damian Lillard would not respond to if he didn't feel the need to.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He also had a very vague Instagram post as well.
Yes, let me see if I can find that. Well, it wasn't vague. It was vague in its direction.
Yes.
But the message was incredibly clear.
That
it said, true. Gossip may reveal the realities of its subject, semicolon. It always reveals the bias of the gossiper. And it's credited to Alchemist Stew.
Bum, bum, bum. And by the way, if you missed it, check it out. Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com. The Woj article that we're talking about was, it was revolving around the Blazers, their search for a new GM, and the fact that there's hesitancy in the Blazers ownership, or the Blazers organization, I should say, about giving Dame the 2-year supermax, which would be $107 million mm-hmm. for 2026 and 2027. That 2027 figure could be upwards of $55 million. And there were some shots directed at Dame because of, you know, that, like, I think everybody here in Portland is like, pay the man his money.
Right.
Like he's been dealt a crap sandwich a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's made the most of it, and he's the best player in organization's history. Yeah. You pay that guy.
You do pay that guy. And I think the tone of the article, which now that we've sort of had Dame weigh in on it, I guess, but the tone of that article had the insinuation that Dame was a hang up for a new general manager.
Yep.
Right? Was that like Dame, whether it's because he wants to get paid or Dame because he has too much power in the organization, is going to be a hang up for a general manager who's trying to do their job, which is why autonomy is something that you would ask for when that feels like, I understand asking for it. I also think it's just an interesting thing to be asking for in an interview process. It feels like a very direct, feels very direct to be asking for that.
Yeah. And, yeah. Just how much autonomy you would have, I think, right, would be fair. But yeah, to
specifically say, if I was going to move on from Damian Lillard, that feels like a very direct situation to bring up.
We said it in the
specific situation
in the first hour when we were talking about it, though, that like, it'd be a hell of a thing if Olshay was feeding it, but we wouldn't put it past him.
Mm. And here we are.
And that's obviously that's how Damian Lillard feels.
Right.
Is that that is the guy. And we all knew for years that Olshay was in the ear of Woj, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
and that's
we all
why
assumed it.
It all goes back to, again, how messy did this need to be, right? Like there's not necessarily the cleanest breaks, but there's also really unnecessarily messy breaks, right? And I think like that is what we're entering. That's where we're at in Portland, is the way like coaches get fired and hired quite literally mm-hmm. all the time in the NBA. And they get fired for much more meaningful, like much less reasons, I guess, than what yeah. Terry Stotts did, right? Because it's totally fair to say that Terry had run his course, or that was the feeling, was that Terry had run its course, or had run his course as the head coach in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
It was unfair in that press conference to entirely blame Terry Stotts for the team being knocked out of the first round for the last 5 years. That's where it started getting messy. Then yep. your hiring process is messy. Then your relationship with your franchise player is messy. And then the team is not doing well, and your relationship with your employees is messy, right? And toxic.
This sounds like a lot of messy.
It's really, and that's what it comes down to, is it's like this whole thing has just been a mess.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people left sort of hanging holding on to the hard part of it, but Dame's certainly not pulling any punches.
And he shouldn't, because, you know, he doesn't have to kiss that dude's butt anymore. And I think that tells you how sour that relationship was.
Yes.
And in contrast to that, you know, there is the, you know, the Jason Quick article about CJ that was in The Athletic this morning.
Yep.
And about, hey, Dame and CJ, their relationship is still strong. You know, as CJ said, you know, he knows where I stand with him and I know where he stands with me. And that's, you know, our relationship. Like, there's no BS and like, we are honest with each other.
Right.
And that is, that kind of tells you, it may be a mess from a roster construction standpoint right now.
Right.
But it feels like they're almost in a better place without him.
Well, it's starting to feel like it can get cleaned up, I think. It's starting to feel like there can be a path forward.
There's
going to
be
whatever that is.
There's going to have to be moves made, though.
Yes. And that's the hard part of the business.
And that is basically what Quick's article is centering around. Yeah. It's like, it feels like it's goodbye to CJ McCollum, because the thing that you move forward and get the best version of Dame and the best version of the Blazers is you need to acquire more assets. Mm-hmm. And CJ McCollum is how you do that.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting one, because I don't think that this story is going to go away anytime soon now that Dame is calling him out publicly on two platforms of social media.
No, I don't think so either.
Oh, the drama, the pettiness.
It's a lot of drama.
It's very NBA.
It's very NBA. The NBA has gone 0 days without being petty.
There's a lot of that going around, though, in the sports world.
Actually,
drama,
in,
pettiness.
In Oregon.
Specifically.
Yeah. My cousin messaged me last night and she was like, there's something going, like, is there something going on with every team that you cover? And I was like,
no, Beavs are doing okay. The Timbers in a good way. There's a lot going on. They're in the MLS Cup.
Yeah, but you had the Gavin Wilkinson still employed by the Timbers.
Yeah, that's a problem.
With the Thorn. I mean, that was
a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Yep. I mean, the Timbers and Thorns are cleaning it up, though.
Yeah.
They look like they're going back in the right direction. Mm-hmm.
Seahawks are not. I mean, they did beat the 49ers.
Hops and Pickles seem to be good. Like,
they're off season, so there's that. Although we just talked about how drama can find itself center stage in the off season.
Yeah, are we waiting for like a Barley Hop or Dylan Pickle to get in trouble, or what are we doing here?
I hope not. Those are some of my favorite games to go to.
They really are.
Fun fact.
But there is a lot of drama surrounding every single sports team in the area.
Yeah, it feels like it.
All right. Well, we didn't even get to all Pac-12 teams where I think Travis Dye got screwed. We'll leave the show at that. You got honorable mention.
Okay.
All Pac-12.
All right.
BJ Baylor, first teamer.
Mm.
Running back. All right. We'll have to talk about that. I know the guys coming up next, we'll talk about it. Mike and Lynch, primetime with Isaac and Suk. No Isaac.
There you go.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. You know what? I'm going to have to call Suk out for tearing the erasers off this pencil.
Yes, you do.
All right. We'll see you noon to 3 tomorrow. Have a great one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.